Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Tzadi Tes, Menachos 99. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the concept that we elevate something in holiness, but we never lower something in holiness. And this is called Malan B'Kodesh Ve'im Moridin, that we take something and elevate it to a higher level, but once it's at that level, we never lower it. And the Gemara gives several explanations for why this is the case, but the Gemara cites a proof for this from the case of the Luchos, from the case of the tablets and the second tablets that were built after, or that were made after the first tablets were broken, because it states with respect to the second tablets in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 2, Va'echtov ha'Luchos, that Moshe says, I will write on these things, as Hadvarim asher hayu ha'Luchos. God says, I will write on the tablets those things that were already on the first tablets, asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron, that you broke and you placed them in the ark. V'tani Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says with respect to this verse that you broke them and placed them in the ark, Rav Yosef says, since the words that you broke them are extra, because we already know that Moshe broke them, so why does the Torah say it? Mulamed, so we learn from here, Sheluchos v'shivrei luchos munachem ba'aron, that what was in the holy ark, that was in the Mishkan, not just the tablets, but also the broken tablets, the second set of tablets, but also the first tablets that Moshe broke were placed in the ark. And then Rav Yosef continues, or it's the Braisa that continues, it's not entirely clear. U'mikan l'talmud chacham, we see from here that a Torah scholar was comparable to the tablets, sheshachach talmudo, if he forgot his Torah study, machmas onso, on account of the fact that he became either sick or rachmano litzlan, as a result of this, he got some sort of illness that prevented him from retaining all of his Torah, that we still nevertheless say, she'ein nolagim bo minog bizayon, that we have to treat him with the same sanctity and the same reverence and the same respect as when he had the full strength of his knowledge and the full strength of his power and of his powerful mind and of his holiness. So even though the person, the Torah scholar, is, as a result of this, shachach talmud, and we forgot his Torah study, our obligation is to treat him with the same reverence, the same way that the broken tablets were retained in the ark itself. The Tosfos writes that if the breath of each one of the two tablets was six hand breaths, then we would need to say that the broken tablets were actually placed underneath the second set of tablets. But if the breath of each tablet was only three hand breaths, then we could say that the four tablets could be placed next to each other and take up the entire width of the ark. The other commentaries point out that we know that there must have been more than one ark. That's how Rashi explains it in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 1. And Tosos, meaning to say that there were two arks. There was the wooden ark that Moses made, and then there was the ark that Bezalel made. And so they said that in the ark that Bezalel made, they placed the second set of tablets. But in the ark that Moshe made, they placed the broken tablets. And this seems to be arguing with our Braisa here, which says that they were both placed in the same ark. So we see from the other approach that Rashi cites that there were two separate arcs, and the one with the broken tablets is indeed the one that went out to battle. But the Ramban writes that this is not the case, that there was one ark, and they were both, the broken tablets were in the same ark as the holy ark that was in the Mishkan. The interesting thing that some commentaries point out, the Seder Adoros points out, who is the one who taught this teaching that the broken tablets go into the ark, so it's not clear to what degree it's connected to the fact that a Torah scholar who forgot his Torah study must be honored. If that was Rav Yosef's statement himself, or if it's a continuation of the actual earlier source. So the Seder Adoros notes the connection that Rav Yosef himself, as we see from several places in Shas, that Rav Yosef himself, most prominently in Nedarim 41a, unfortunately, he forgot his Torah study, and he needed to study with Abaye, and Abaye would remind him of his Torah study. And so we see that Rav Yosef was an example of a person who was like a shivrei luchos. He was like a broken tablet because he had this Torah study and he forgot it. And so therefore, we see such examples, unfortunately, around us all the time in our lives. We see people who had retained all of their knowledge at one point, and then as they get older, their knowledge leaves them. And one of the most prominent examples of this in the Talmud is Rav Yosef. And so Rav Yosef is associated with this statement that the shivrei luchos themselves must be honored. The Kihilas Yitzchak, in the name of Rabbi Bitzal Mivilna, quotes the Gemara in Pesachim that Rav Yosef said that on Shavuos, he said that they should make for him an egel mishulash, a very beautiful, delicious calf to eat. And he said, Ilava hu yoma kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Were not for the day of Shavuos, there would be many Yosefs in the market. Meaning to say, he would be just like everybody else. So the Rabbi Bitzal Mivilna explained that Rav Yosef was very distressed and very upset about the fact that he was forgetting his Torah study, and he became very depressed about it. However, when he understood about the day of Shavuos, that we see that also the broken tablets have chashivos, that they also have worthy of respect and honor, therefore he began to be comforted a little bit from his terrible state of mind that he thought he was worthless because he felt like he forgot everything. And as a result of this, he said, oh, we should throw a party, because I realize that even though I've forgotten my knowledge, I'm still accorded the same level of respect and holiness before Hashem. And so that was the statement that's why Rav Yosef wanted to throw a special holiday on the day of Shavuos.